This is something, a couple, this is real interesting. I remember from when I was growing up, my grandfather would call in the cows in the evening. He'd go to the fence and he would call and they would come. Do people in this area do that? Do they, I mean, if
Oh,
they have small farms, do they call, can they,
yeah, they would call them in if they were fairly close.
did your father do that or did you do that?
No.
Okay. I just wondered if what the call would be.
Oh,
What
for it was come boss, come boss.
Okay. Did they have a call for hogs?
It was usually hooey,
Okay.
hooey.
Okay. And how
Something.
about for chickens?
Chickens? Well, most of the time the women took care of the chickens. And I can remember mom saying chick, 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 or something like that.
Okay. And I guess with horses, you just call their name, wouldn't you? Yeah, wouldn't have a call for a
No.
horse. Now, one other animal on the farm, it's a lot of times it's called man's best friend.
Oh, a dog.
Yeah, did y'all have those in the old days?
Oh, yeah.
Were they purebreds?
I don't think most people had purebred dogs, but some of them were really good dogs, really good stock dogs. And I know different farmers around here would send their dog out to get the cows in the evening, and the dog would go get them. They understood well enough. They would go get them. We had a dog that would bring the cows in from a half a mile to a mile north of here every day. That dog would go get those cows at a certain time. It was usually a little bit early, but if you go out and shut those cows in, you had your cows in. Otherwise, you'd have to go get them yourself. They'd go back out again,
Yeah.
because the dog would bring them
Would folks in this area call a dog that was of mixed breed, would they call it ever call it any particular name? Would they call it a mutt or a cur
in. Oh yeah, they call them both mutt and curs.
or? Okay. Did folks in this area have a name for a horse, a young horse or a calf that had been orphaned? Or for young orphaned animals?
I can't think of it.
Just wondering if you'd ever heard of a word maybe like dogie or maybe a bum lamb or a.
Well, they used dogie a lot, but I didn't know as it was for an orphaned animal. They called cows dogies.
This is another funny one I remember from growing up. When my cousins and I went to play in the pasture, we're going to walk across it, and my grandfather always say, "Now, you boys, don't step in none of those cow pies."
Yeah.
And he had all these great names for animal manure that I used to just think were really funny. Do people in this area have different, besides just calling it manure, do people have different names
Oh
for it?
yeah, cow pies is familiar
Okay.
around here. You bet, cow pies.
Do they ever call anything else?
Horse apples,
Horse apples.
road apples for horses. Dung, of course.
Okay. Ever call it biscuits? You ever heard of any of it called biscuits?
No.
Okay. How about buffalo chip or cow
Oh yeah,
chips?
buffalo chips, cow chips. In fact, people in the olden days used to pick those to burn, and it was always called cow chips. Dried cow manure or buffalo manure was called cow chips or buffalo chips. And they made a real good fire. It didn't last very long, but it was a real hot fire.
Did it smell when it burnt?
No.
Can you remember your parents doing that?
Just occasionally, but not very often, because we usually had cobs or wood.
And cobs burn pretty good?
Cobs burn real good, only they burn real fast. I know that was one of my chores when we couldn't afford coals. And you had a cob, what they called a cob basket by the cook stove, and it was, oh, 5 feet long, I suppose, and 3 foot deep, and you filled that thing full every night, you know, to have enough cobs to, they burned real fast.
Where did you get the coal from?
Got it from Ray, and they shipped it in from the mountains.
Okay, so you didn't, I mean, there's none around, there's none in this area grows naturally. I mean,
No, huh?
there's none.
No, huh?
Is there any oil in this area? I noticed a few wells on the way
Yeah,
in.
there's a little bit of oil, and most of these wells around here are gas wells. And they've just been here all the last 8 or 10 years, most of them.
When you were growing up on the farm, did your y'all had a garden, but did you grow any big crops? Did you grow a large crop at all?
Oh, like wheat and
Yeah.
corn and
Yeah.
all.
You did that. Wheat and corn. And that was to sell to
That was to sell.
Now, what did you do? Did you harvest it and then take it where?
Well, we take it to the market, to the elevators. Like at that, we got an elevator here in Idea now, but then you took it to St. Francis, Kansas, or to Ray or Burlington.
And you took it like on a truck or?
On a truck, uh-huh. Now, the olden days, they used to take it in a team and wagon and take a load in and stay all night and come back the next day.